It's time. From the heart of Planet Shell.
Boldly go where no one has gone before.
It's the Hero Smash Show! And now, the humble host and fellow fanboy, Henry Shell.
All right, folks, it's time, as the intro says. We're back live and direct from the heart of Planet Shell. And yes, it's me, your host, yours truly, Mr. Henry Shell, a.k.a. Dark Kent. And it's been way too long since we got it on in the Hero Smash Show, but it's time to get on with it. And I'm super excited because today I'm not alone, but today I got an in-studio guest, my friend, my brother, my compadre, Mr. CDH Live. What do you got to say, CDH Live? Say hello to the Hero Smash Nation.
All right, so Hero Smash Nation, Planet Shell, the whole shebang. it's cool to be here. It's cool to be in the seat of the guest.
Yeah.
So I can, so to speak, relax a little bit.
Yeah.
Let you do most of the work.
Well, we'll see how that goes. I'm gonna try him. You're Mr. Entertainer. For those of you who don't know, he is a recording artist and a poet and an author and all those things in between. So since you're the entertainer, don't get too comfortable. I'm gonna put you to work today, trust me. But Hero Smash Nation and CDH Live, I have what I think will be a really cool episode to start off the new year or start off the new season. Yeah. We're gonna be doing brand new segments that we never done before. For all of you who've listened to the Hero Smash Show before, this is what I call the reboot session of the brand new season. We're going to be bringing brand new segments that we've never heard before. Unfortunately, some other segments are going to be gone. But overall, we're hoping to bring you a clear, entertaining, enlightening episode that's going to make you want to come back for more. So, as I said, I'm ready to go. It's been too long since we've been in an episode of the Hero Smash Show. But since it's been so long, I thought I'd start off this show by doing something just kind of cool, just to warm everybody up. And my guest, Mr. CDH Live, is for your first time here, so I don't want to start you off too with anything too difficult or mind-bending. Yo, or want to blow your mind.
I'm good to go.
You're good to go?
Yeah.
Okay, so you think you're all up on your cool nerd topics, eh? You know all what? You have to say about the movies and...
Well, I can say I got the cool part down. The nerd part, I could leave that to you.
Oh, it's gonna be like that. All right. I think I should have stuck with Fanbot. I didn't know it was gonna be like that. All right, okay. All right. Well,
I'm good.
I'll take the high road for now, and I'm the type of man that lets my action do the talking for me. So,
all right, let's see what's going
on. I'll let you eat your own words as time goes on. But yeah, so. Like I said, we're going to get into some segment I call Random Coolness, just to get things started off nice and cool, nice and easy. I hope this will tickle your fancy, CDH. I know you're a big fan of these people. So, without further ado, Random Coolness is the brand new segment where every episode, we're going to just play a little 30-second minute, who knows, just a few seconds off the top of the show. I'm going to let you guys hear some random coolness I came across, whether it be on the World Wide Web or YouTube or on the radio, whatever, anything that I've been checking out lately that I just think is tray cool that everybody should ought to check out and get a little something that will tickle your fancy. So anyways, well, like I said, we're going to get into some random coolness, and for this week's episode, the random coolness is a really special interview I came across on the internet a few weeks back. It's a very, very special guest that appeared on a podcast I was listening to called he's the Star Joe's podcast. And I don't know how they got this exclusive interview. I'm so jealous, I swear. The whole Bush crew, my brother here, CDH Live, is part of our Bush crew. They'll be so jealous if they ever heard this interview.
So are you gonna play it or what?
Yeah, I'm gonna play it, man. Just chill, just relax, man. Don't worry, man. Good things come to those who wait. But I just gotta make sure, you know, everybody knows you might want to sit down for this one, because it's bound to knock your socks off. It's practically a miracle that they got this guy on here. But like you said, without further ado, I'm gonna let it play, and don't mind me if I record your shock and awe as we just as we let it roll.
Right.
All right.
Okay, yeah, I got a special guest interview here. Without further ado, our special guest for episode 10 is actually Megatron. So, welcome, Megatron. We're happy to have you here. We're glad you agreed to come on our show.
Greetings. Perhaps you recognize me. I am Megatron, leader of the Decepticons.
Yeah, that's what I said. Welcome, Megatron. Anyway, we're glad to have you. Glad you found your way and your time to come here to do an interview with us.
I would have waited an eternity for this.
Oh, okay, that's great. That's nice to hear. So you finally decided to come on the show.
I do this only for the benefit of my Decepticons.
Well, we certainly don't mind benefiting from it also.
It grieves me that you may also profit.
Okay, well, I guess we better get on with the interview. So what was it like working on the Transformers movie?
You'll never understand, Starscream!
I'm Chuck, and the show is called Star Joes, not Starscream. And why would I not understand?
You're an idiot, Starscream!
Again, Megatron, it's Chuck, and I'm not an idiot, I'm...
You lack the ability to see your own faults!
Whatever, dude. So, next question. What was it like working with Megan Fox? She's pretty hot, right?
More than you imagine.
Wow, really? So, anything happened between you two?
Not yet!
So it sounds like you might have a chance there. That's pretty awesome. So what are your plans here while you're on Earth?
I'm glad you asked, Earth Germ.
Whoa, Megatron, what's with the name calling?
I have my reasons, which are far beyond your meager understanding.
All right. Well, what are your plans here?
My plan is to conquer this mudball of a planet and suck it dry of energy.
Don't you think the Autobots will try to stop you?
It pains me to see a man of your obvious brilliance deceived by Autobot propaganda.
Well, thank you, Megatron. I actually don't like the good guys much. I'm more of a bad guy kind of fan. I've been a big fan of yours for a long time.
Would you use your power and influence to help us?
Yeah, I really guess I would.
Oh, the power of public relations.
So, if I were to help you out, what would be in it for me?
There is no limit to what you can have if you join us.
Well, nice. If I joined the Decepticons, you think I could get some benefits like, power, girls, money? What do you think, Megatron?
You also made clear your desire to replace me as leader of the Decepticons. Mistake number one.
Actually, I think I would be a pretty good leader.
You couldn't lead androids to a picnic. How can you pretend to lead the Decepticons?
I actually think I could be a better leader than you, and all I really have to do is take you out.
You failed to dispose of me when you had the chance, Starscream. Mistake number two.
Again, Megatron, it's Chuck, not Starscream.
We're all in this together now.
Okay, sounds good to me. So, how do we plan to destroy the Autobots?
The Autobots will be vanquished forever!
Yeah, that really doesn't tell me how we're going to do it. What's the actual plan, Megatron?
They will become one with Oblivion!
That's really still not telling me how you're going to do it. I'm not sure I believe you can do it.
Do you believe me now?
No, not really.
It is hard to tear away the veil of ignorance.
Dude, I'm not ignorant. You don't have any plan that you can share with us here on the show on how you would defeat the Autobots?
No, Starscream!
Again, Megatron, the name is Chuck, and I really understand if you don't want to go into detail about your plan, so I'm just going to ask you another question here. What words would fill the mighty Megatron with dread?
Hail Optimus Prime!
I can imagine where that would be pretty bad for you. Is Optimus Prime your toughest opponent?
No thanks to you, Starscream.
Hey, I didn't do anything to help him. And if you call me Starscream one more time, I'm going to kick you off the show.
Such heroic nonsense. Why throw away your life so recklessly?
Megatron, you're just being an ass. What are you going to do about it?
I'll crush you with my bare hands!
Oh, okay, hey, there's no reason to get violent here. You were just being a little bit of a jerk here.
You are!
Whatever, can we just get on with some more questions?
It's over.
But I still have more questions!
It's over!
You won't even answer one more question?
It is over!
Okay, well, you heard it here, our first and hopefully of many interviews with your favorite characters. I'd like to thank Megatron for coming into the show. Hope you guys really enjoyed it. Megatron, thanks for coming to the show. I hope you enjoyed yourself.
This was almost too easy, Starscream.
All right, that's it. Get him out of here. Interview's over. Cut the recording.
So,
that was fresh.
That was,
yeah. Classic Starscream being chewed out by Megatron.
Yes, that's right. No, I mean, I have to give those guys props. I came across that just by accident, the Star Joe's podcast, and I was like, yo, those guys are seriously creative, and I have to give them props. So, the mere fact that I played it on my show, I want you guys to definitely go and check them out. Google it, Star Joe's podcast, and that was actually episode 10 in their archives, and yeah, give them a listen. Their podcast that's somewhat similar to the Hero Smash Show in that they focus on a lot of old school stuff, Star Wars to G.I. Joe and everything in between. That's what they say. But that's enough plugging them. Hope you guys enjoyed that little random coolness. So yeah, I think it's about time we get on to our next segment. All right, folks, so it's time to get into another one of our brand new segments here on the Hero Smash Show. Like I said, this is the first episode in well over 6 months anyways. The Hero Smash Show was on the verge of destruction, in the words of Megatron. But thanks to a little bit of creativity and a little bit of rearranging some things, we're coming back for 2011, and this is just sort of like a preview show.
Yeah.
Of what I hope to do in the new year. I have my in-house guest, CDH Live.
Yep.
And I want to get into another brand new segment that we're bringing. So the brand new segment is called Movie Magic. That's right, folks. We're getting into some movie magic now. This segment is going to be all about anything to do with movies that are coming out or have recently come out. Anything that's related to a particular topic that we're dealing with on the Hero Smash Show that's dealing with movies. So this is the reboot episode of the Hero Smash Show, and in the Movie Magic segment, the first trailer, the first movie that we're talking about is Tron.
What do you say tomorrow you and I hit the arcade? First game's on me.
Can we play doubles on the same team?
We're always on the same team.
Good evening. Our lead story, Kevin Flynn, was reported missing. The visionary icon and NCOM CEO skyrocketed to the top of the tech industry. He was last seen at home with his son, Sam, leaving behind an empire and a now orphaned little boy.
Sam, I was Paige last night. Paige came from your dad's office at the arcade.
Alan, you're acting like I'm going to find him sitting there working.
Possibility.
It's incredible.
More beautiful than I ever dreamed. And more dangerous than I ever imagined.
What happened?
My creation turned against me.
Kevin Flynn! Where are you now?
What am I supposed to do?
Survive.
We have to get you out of here.
Hunger! This is a new world!
Here they come!
Hunger! Yeah!
Is our destiny.
Hello.
That is what they call a reboot movie. For those who don't know, Tron is actually originally came out in the 80s. And I don't know, CDH, did you see the first Tron? The original Tron?
You know what? I don't think I actually saw the first Tron. I just remember seeing it everywhere.
Oh, right, yeah, you know exactly.
The video games, the posters, the billboards. Yeah. It was just one of those things that took over the culture, but I don't think I actually saw the movie.
It's kind of odd. I can't believe. I don't know why or how, but this is one of those movies that I never actually saw. It's really weird, considering how much I like sci-fi and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I know, granted, I was a little kid, but still, we saw all the other stuff. I'm sure, Star Wars and everything else came out back in those days. So it was really odd, but
yeah.
like you said, I never saw the movie, so I don't even really know exactly what the original movie is about, the storyline, anything like that.
Yeah.
But as I said, it's coming out as a reboot now in 2010, December 2010, and I thought it was so appropriate because first episode of this Hero Smash Show is a reboot episode. We're revamping, so to speak, revamping the show and how we're bringing it across to the folks.
Yeah.
So, in the movie magic segment, where it's all about movies, Tron is the most appropriate movie to start with. What'd you think of the trailer? Do you think it's something you'd want to go see?
I gotta say it's pretty intriguing visually.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like it's a nice visual ride, especially in 3D.
Yeah.
I gotta say that looks nice. And Jeff Bridges is kind of hot right now in Hollywood, coming off of that last.
What was he in recently again?
That Crazy Heart that he got all the big awards for.
Okay, yeah.
Kind of a gritty role.
Okay.
So, seeing that he's a part of this film looks like it might be worth the watch.
It actually looks, I don't know. For me, it looks really interesting. It looks good. I like how they took Jeff Bridges. Like, they made the young version of him.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, I don't know how they do that. It looks wicked to me. Like, it looks like a clean, like, it's actually another person. Like, it looks clean. It doesn't even look like computers.
Yeah.
So, like I said, I never saw the first Tron, but just looking at this trailer, the trailer alone for the new Tron, I would definitely jump at the chance to go out and see Tron number 2. Oh, I don't even know if it's called Tron 2, but Tron Legacy. Right. Yeah. And I guess in the purest sense of the word, this is not a really pure reboot. In a sense, it's actually really
a sequel
20 years later, but
it's kind of hard for me to say for sure because, again, I didn't see the original.
Right.
And I really have no idea what the story is about.
Yeah.
I think it's some kind of, like, futuristic game where you are in the game. You are the game.
Yeah.
But it does look cool. I that's all I can really say. It looks kind of cool.
In the new reboot version of the Hero Smash Show, we have something called Cash It or Smash It when it comes to our movie reviews. So that's going to be the new lingo for 2011.
Cash it.
So just based on the trailer, it looks like, what would you say? Cash it means looks like it's worth spending your money. You're going to spend their dollars, cash it, or smash it. This looks like a bag of trash.
I would say cash it. I would go to the theater and cash it.
Cash it? All right. You heard it there, folks. CH Life says cash it. And I would have to say from say the same thing. Tron Legacy, definitely a cash it. Don't know if I'm gonna eat my words, but we're gonna go see it. Maybe we'll see it over the holidays if I can get this guy away from his studio and his keyboard and all that stuff.
Yeah, hopefully it's not gonna be like the the Last Airbender. But we'll step away from that. That wasn't a reboot.
Don't get me started on The Last Airbender. No. Okay, folks.
Moving on.
No, it's ironic that you brought that up because we also have another brand new segment in the Hero Smash Show.
Yeah.
That's called the Henry Hulkout. And I'm gonna bring you guys that a little later in this episode, or maybe in the next episode, but that's basically when I'm gonna go to town on the stuff that's really peeved me.
Yeah.
And Last Airbender, believe me.
On a whole,
I gotta rant say this, about that, trust me.
This Shyamalan guy, Shyamalama, whatever you wanna call him.
Shyamalama Ding Dong.
I think he's used up his time and some, yeah. And he's taken away from other people right now. I think he needs to move on to some other ventures, because Hollywood is not the place for what he's doing right now.
Wow,
I don't really appreciate it. But let's move along.
Wow. Okay, I thought I had it bad. Okay. All right, folks. We might have to do a tag team Henry Hulkout at the end of this episode, it looks like. But like my brother said, we'll keep it moving, CDH Live. So we're still in the movie magic segment. So that was Tron, and we're talking about the reboots. Before we wrap up this whole reboot talk about reboots, I just wanted to get your, pick your brain about what you think about some reboots that have, some real reboots that have been done. Like, most recently, the Hulk movie. Did you see the second version of the Hulk that came out?
I have to say I haven't seen the second version of
Hulk. Oh, seriously?
And all I can say is I hope it was a lot better than the first one. I know Ed Norton was in it. So.
Hold on. I have to back up the train for a second. I have to interject. But someone that was so big and bold at the beginning of the show talking about they're all up on their cool nerd culture and ready to go. You haven't seen nothing. Everything I'm asking you. You didn't
Come
see Tron.
Now.
You didn't see.
I've seen all the best. Right? So, if you're talking about reboots, we gotta talk about Batman.
Batman? Because,
yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
You know,
nice dodge, by the way. Nice way to dodge the bullet.
Come on. That was a great cash it. You know what I mean?
Of course.
Two in a row.
Yeah.
Two in a row. They came strong with the new Batman series.
Yeah.
And that is the way to do it.
Yeah, you know definitely. What I mean? Yeah.
So,
Batman Begins, honestly, Batman Begins for. Actually, I would say Batman Begins is the best reboot, period, of all reboots of all time. I'd have to say Batman Begins.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And Dark Knight was definitely good, as everyone hails it as a great movie.
Yeah.
For me personally, I have to say though, I didn't really like Dark Knight that much.
What?
I loved Batman Begins, Dark Knight. I don't know if maybe it's because there was way too much hype before I actually went and saw it.
That may have been,
but I was kind of let down. I didn't feel like I was being a real hero, superhero movie too much. Like, it was good, but I don't know.
No, man, Dark Knight was nice.
Yeah,
it was good. It was like, I mean, you can't say anything really was wrong with it. You can say that you didn't like it so much, but
But
you can't really pick something to say. You know what? They didn't really do this well.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, like, it's a good movie. No matter what you say, anyone says it's a good movie. That's why I didn't say, It's just that for my own personal taste, I didn't get that much out of it. Like, I liked the story and everything in Batman Begins better.
I thought the story, even the storyline in Dark Knight was nice.
Yeah.
The storyline was nice. The casting was just like superb.
Yeah.
You know what I mean,
What was her name again? Something Gyllenhaal. She was
Maggie Gyllenhaal.
Yeah. She was in the second Dark Knight.
Exactly.
I liked her better than Katie Holmes
from
the first one.
Yeah. But I didn't mind Katie Holmes. I thought that's one of her better characters. Katie Holmes versus Maggie Gyllenhaal. I think of all the things I've ever seen Katie Holmes do, I think this was probably, Batman Begins was probably one of the best things she's ever done.
Oh my god, that's really terrible. Because to say that, I mean, Katie Holmes, I mean, she wasn't that big part of the movie, so. I'm not saying it's terrible, I'm saying it's terrible for her. What does that say about her career? If you're saying Batman Begins was one of her best things, and she was like a minor character.
Well, that's my opinion, I mean.
Okay.
To me, she's more like a cute face in Hollywood.
Yeah.
Rather than a real actress. Just my opinion,
Yeah.
I haven't seen everything she's ever done, but whatever.
Well, that's that.
But other reboots, I have to say the G.I. Joe was highly entertaining, even though it was a disappointment story-wise,
okay.
But I find it very highly entertaining. What they did with the story, I was quite frankly disgusted.
Disgusted?
But,
my gosh.
But the movie itself was very entertaining.
Okay, now I give you back some of your cool nerd props, because folks, only true cool nerds who know original stuff like from back in the days will be upset over stuff like G.I. Joe the movie, The Rise of Cobra, yeah. and Transformers Blasphemy.
Yeah.
Because, yeah. I mean, if you're a new schooler or you're a young kid, you know, and you just seen these things for the first time, I'm sure you found both of those franchises / reboots very entertaining. But as far as it goes to sticking to original canon, as they say, an original, right. You know, concept of those properties.
Yeah.
There's just a lot of things that were left quite distasteful for both of those.
Very, people. Very much so.
Yeah. But that brings me to another thought before we close out this segment about reboots in general. Like, I don't know, is there a fine line between reboot / and a remake? Like, what's the difference, would you think?
Well, I think a reboot is basically bringing, I guess in context of what we're talking about, yeah. is bringing an old storyline or content mm-hmm. to the big screen.
Okay.
Whereas a remake, I guess in that, you know, technical sense of the term, like yeah. Batman is a remake.
Yeah.
Because it's been on the big screen before. Whereas things like, we're even looking right now at Yogi Bear.
Yeah.
You know, it's the first time he's coming to the big screen, really.
So that would make I was thinking the opposite, the other way around, exact opposite of you. I was thinking, okay. If it's been on the big screen before, then that would be considered a reboot. Okay. Because they've done it, they've tried it one time.
Yeah.
And it wasn't so successful. It was kind of flopped for whatever reason.
Or maybe so it was then, successful.
Or yeah, true. Even true. It was successful, but then X amount of years later, they decide it's time to give that another try. Whereas, like you said, Yogi Bear, or as we noticed in the upcoming trailer, Smurfs coming up next year.
Yeah.
They've never been on the big screen.
Yeah.
So this would be like the first attempt. So I would say that maybe would be like it's the remake. But then again, yeah. They do that with Halloween and they call them remakes. I don't know.
Yeah, so it's like, either you can call it flip the terminologies, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But one is the first time on big screen, the other is a reinvention on big screen.
True.
So I consider reinvention to sound a little bit more like a reboot.
Okay. Well, I don't know. I guess, like you say, CDH Live, it's subject to opinion. Certainly, Hero Smash Nation, if you have your own opinion, hit me up with your opinion at planetshellmail.com. I'm looking for feedback all the time, and we want to make the show as interactive as possible going down the road in the reboot version of the Hero Smash Show for 2011. So, hit me up again at planetshellmail.com. That's mail as in you're sending mail to Santa for Christmas. Planet Shell with one L after shell, S-H-E-L, @gmail.com. And let us know what you think about what's the difference between a reboot and a remake, and or what you think are some really cool reboots that have been done, and some that are just, like I said, you want to smash them, Hero Smash style. All right, folks, so Movie Magic segment is complete for now. There's a lot of stuff we could discuss and a lot more reboots we could talk about. But unfortunately, Mr. CDH Live is a man who is on precious time that he's loaning to me. He's super busy. Like I said, he's a recording artist, poet, book writer. So the mere fact that he's here, he doesn't have much time to spare. So I got to keep him moving. All
right.
So we're going to go into the next segment, which we call the Hero Smashback. And that's a little play on words to kind of say we're going to go into a little flashback, a little trip down memory lane, and just take a little lighthearted pause for 30 seconds, a minute or so, as I let you guys tune in and geek out to some sound bites from back in the day. And I hope you guys enjoy it, Mr. CDH Live. I suggest you take the time and really enjoy this little break, because after the smashback, we're gonna come back and we're gonna put you in the hot seat with a brand new segment that I like.
Let's do it.
All right, let's check it out. Hero Smashback number one. Hope you like it. Enjoy.
Everyone can relax. Gambit has returned.
You wanna play with Gambit?
Yeah, take a card.
Zoltar has us boxed in. Now what else does he have up his sleeve?
Water.
All around, but not a drop to drink.
At last. Welcome, Neo. As you no doubt have guessed, I am Morpheus.
It's an honor to meet you.
No, the honor is mine.
Hello. I am C-3PO, human-cyborg relations, and this is my counterpart, R2-D2.
We now return to the Transformers.
All right, folks, so that was the smash back for this week's episode. Hope you guys enjoyed it. By the way, CDH Live, recognize anything? Since you were talking about being so...
Yo, you can't play those things and ask me if I recognize something. Come on now.
All right, name three of them. Three of them, sorry.
Are you kidding me? First of all, if you're gonna try and put me in a, quote, hot seat,
yeah,
then you have to be honest and let the people know that you played me an old flashback, which included The Matrix, which included Morpheus, which included Zoltar from G.I. Joe.
Oh! From where, G.I. Joe?
Sorry,
yeah. All right, folks, you heard it right there. You just tripped up, Star.
Nah.
Okay, G-Force, I think is G-Force. What you're looking for. Right. Zoltar from G-Force.
Because I was thinking Zoltan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I said, You know what I'm saying, yo.
All right, folks. I think I'm gonna just end it right there while I got him against the ropes. You're tripping. Yeah, he's right, folks. I might have played him a different flashback than what you guys heard, but the point is, you just messed it up, Star. But I'm gonna give you a chance to redeem yourself, because G-Force and G.I. Joe are totally two different things. I don't know how you messed it up.
Of course, they're two different.
Zoltar. Is like, I don't know how you're gonna call yourself an original Bush Crew member. For those of you who don't know who the Bush Crew is, just check out my other podcast, Meanwhile Back on Earth, and you'll know who Bush Crew is. But
I was thinking Zoltan.
Mm-hmm.
That's all there is to it, plain and simple.
It's okay, we accept excuses here on Hero Smash Show. It's good currency. Keep it coming. Okay, no, folks, let's move on. Like I said, Mr. CH Live has things to do and places to go. So we're going to get into the last segment before we wrap up this show. It's called The Smash Factor, another brand new segment for your entertainment pleasure. And in The Smash Factor, it's going to be something sort of like a quick would-you-rather type scenarios. That we're going to throw a couple would-you-rather type scenarios out at Mr. CH Live or in any studio guest that we may have on a particular episode. And these scenarios are going to be, depending on your answers, some of these scenarios are going to give us a clearer picture as to what CDH Live's smash factor is. Just what kind of cool nerd is he overall, you know? So I think the best way to do this is to just do this. All right? All right. So you ready?
I'm good.
You're good. Okay, so I'm going to ask you, first of all, to pick... Pick a genre: fantasy, sci-fi, or superheroes.
Wow.
You're gonna go through all of them, but it's just a matter of which one you want to start with.
Okay, let's start with sci-fi.
Sci-fi. Okay. Sci-fi people. I'm gonna start you off very easy. Very easy.
All right, come with it.
Original Star Wars or prequel Star Wars trilogy? Which one is the best?
Original.
You sure about that?
Original.
Okay. Don't worry, like I said, I'm starting them off easy, folks. Because believe me, some of these you're going to have to really defend your opinion, all right? So, moving on. Let's just move on. That being said, let's move on to superheroes, all right?
Bring it.
You are going to be superpowers. You can have, if someone can give you superpowers... Or someone can grant you to be a millionaire. Which one would you choose?
Superpowers, guy. Are you crazy?
Are you serious? Seriously?
What, are you kidding me?
Are you serious?
Superpowers, of course.
But with your superpowers, you're still going to be your normal person. You're going to have your day-to-day life. You're going to still have to go to work 9 to 5. You don't have no advantage in your life other than you have your superpowers.
Any superpower that you give me is going to grant me the means to make those millions.
What do you mean the means to make those millions? You don't get paid by having superpowers.
No, by having superpowers means I have an edge over the rest of the Earth's population.
Yeah.
So if I want to make $1 million, I have an extra tool that no one else on the planet has.
So you can make $1 million just because you can fly or you have X-ray vision?
Of course.
How?
Yo, you're telling me...
Okay, you know what? We'll come back to that. We're going to revisit that one. We're going to revisit that one. Let's move on to fantasy for a second. Because I like where you're going with that idea. Let's move on to fantasy.
Yeah.
You have...
That's a good idea.
You're a married man.
Yeah.
Okay. You have an option of spending 24 hours with your wife, helping her celebrate her birthday by viewing a Twilight marathon over and over for 24 hours. Nothing but Twilight trilogy. And reading the books, or 24 hours of shoe shopping.
Yo! This guy. Where do you come up with this, Benjamin?
Which one?
Wow. I think honestly, I would have to pick the Twilight series.
What? Seriously?
Yeah.
Twilight.
Yeah.
All right, folks, you heard it. Twilight. We're rocking it, we're knocking it down. All right,
24 hours of shoe shopping. I don't think that can. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Enough said on that one. Let's knock out about two more here before we go. Let's go back to the superhero thing. So you were saying you have the means by which to gain money through your superpowers, eh? Let's just say the choice then is to either be a selfless hero with your superpowers. Wait, no. Sorry. My bad, folks. I messed it up. Hold on. Okay, folks. Sorry. We're bringing it back. We're almost done to Smash Factor. We're bringing it back to the superhero idea, but with a twist. So, the choice is you can have your superpowers and be a hero for hire who is despised by the general public because basically you use your powers only to the highest bidder. Only the richest and wealthiest people get to take advantage of your gifts. Like Oprah Winfrey, for example.
Okay,
or you'd be a supervillain and use your powers to gain wealth by criminal means. But in your everyday life, everyone thinks you're a normal guy and you're well-loved just by your family and friends.
I have to say, first and foremost,
yes.
That is an unfair and unrealistic question. Because you're saying that I have to choose between my... You're basically saying that I have to be someone who I'm not. As opposed to saying that I have something I don't have. It's a big difference. You're trying to change the entire identity fabric of my being by saying that I only work to the highest bidder.
No. These are random scenarios that are given. You don't have a choice in what the scenario is. You just have to... You just like cards that are dealt you in a game, this is a game. And these are the cards you're dealt. Which one do you choose?
That question can't work is because you're giving me... The option you're giving me is saying who I am as opposed to some other factor.
Okay.
So it's kind of like saying you can either be a jerk or you can be a nice guy. Which one do you want to be?
No.
And it's like, I either am one or the other, or I'm not.
You're taking this particular question too seriously. In the context of this game, folks, let me just put the disclaimer out there. CDH Live is nothing but a chivalristic...
Stop it.
...man of great, awesome character, and he would never be so nefarious
to be
any of these things. But just for the sake of our little game here, I'm just saying... You've been entered into an alternate reality and some higher being has given you an ultimatum. You have to go into Planet Shell in this reality as either a hero for hire. Granted, both of these scenarios are bad. So the question is, given the best of two scenarios, the best of two worst case scenarios, which one will you choose? A hero for hire who is despised in regular life,
okay,
or just get your wealth by criminal means using your superpowers, but still enjoy a normal life that people like you.
Okay. Well, I still think it's an unfair question, and so I'm gonna pass and move on to the next one.
Pass is not acceptable.
I would have, if you're forcing me to pick one.
Yes.
Then I would say I would probably be the hero for hire.
Okay.
Because at the very least, as a hero for hire, especially, you know what I mean, you're getting whatever price you ask for.
Yeah.
You know, at the end of the day, a lot of people can be bought. But if you're just a super villain, period.
Yeah.
People are still gonna, like, there's just basically no hope for you whatsoever because you're just a crook, you're a criminal, so there's no chance for someone to even, you know, appreciate anything about you.
Okay. All right. I'll accept that.
Yeah.
I mean, I have to accept any answer you give me. It's just a matter of opinion, right? There's no right or wrong answers, folks. But I'm glad to see that at least we got you against the ropes there with that one, because this, after all, is a segment to put you in the hot seat. So
right,
I'm glad
right.
We finally got you under your collar there for a bit. All right, folks, so we're pretty much done the smash factor. We'll just wrap it up with the last question, and then I'm going to give you the overall results of CDH Live Smash Factor. Final question, 1 year of doing weekly public speaking or 1 year co-hosting the Hero Smash Show? You have no choice. You have to pick one of the two.
Wow. I think for myself, that's I would probably do the public speaking, just because I'm always at home on stage.
Yeah.
So that would be a pretty quick decision for me.
Right.
As much as I would hate to have to decide between
yeah.
the two.
Yeah.
I think that one would be the choice.
All right. Fair enough. I like that. So, like he said, he is I've been saying all show long, he is an entertainer and a musician and all that good stuff. So I could definitely see why you would pick that, Mr. CDH. So I wouldn't even take it too personal. Even though I'm crushed, I'm truly crushed, but I'm brokenhearted over that one. But yeah, so I'm gonna take a second to tally up the results and come back and let you guys know exactly what CDH Smash Factor is, and we'll just say goodbye for this first
10
episode.
10 out of 10.
All right, folks, so I've tallied up the results and the responses by Mr. CDH Live in the Smash Factor. And if you guys want to know what kind of a cool nerd CDH Live is, he is a cool nerd who's Twilight-loving, power-hungry, with good taste in movies. Based on your own responses.
That's definitely a way to put a guy in a corner. But the truth is,
yeah,
the person who came up with this, I think, would be the most accurately described as that Twilight-loving...
Please, whatever. Anyways, I'm not even going to give you a chance to put that foolishness in people's minds. So, as I said, it's been a good, fun time hanging out with my little bro, for those who don't know, but also the entertainer, CDH Live, poet. And I'll give you a chance, just plug, where can people hear stuff about or find out about CDH Live before we go?
Check out CDHLive.com. That's CDHLIVE.com. Mm-hmm. Brand new album is in the works.
Yep.
And
for those who don't know, what kind of music do you do?
The music is, it's LMP, which is Life Music Poetry.
Okay.
That's the new genre.
All right.
And it's going to have those elements that you've heard in rap, rock, spoken word. And it's something you got to hear. So just go to cdhlive.com, check out the new music, and look out for the album coming up in 2011.
Sounds good. Like I said, it's been truly a great pleasure. I hope to have you back in 2011 for sure.
No doubt.
Least, you know, at least once or twice, come by and see what's going on on Planet Shell and the Hero Smash Show. Sure. And the Hero Smash Nation, as I said, I'm really glad to be back on the scene.
Look for us to be more regular in 2011, and tell your friends, tell your folks, tell your frenemies. For I just want to get the word out there. Let the Hero Smash Nation rise, and everybody have a good time in 2011. And I see you on the next episode of the Hero Smash Show. Oh, and before I go, don't forget to check out Meanwhile Back on Earth. If you want to know what's been going on behind the scenes, what's coming up on other episodes of Meanwhile Back on Earth, and of course, get more in-depth look at me, yours truly, and my musical career and all the other creative stuff I do on Planet Shell, just check out Meanwhile Back on Earth, the other podcast that's running in tangent or running simultaneously with Hero Smash Show. That's enough for now.
Come back.